Welcome, everyone. Be'ez Hashem. We're learning Pel Yoyitz, Oyis Aluf, Shir number 94. We're discussing the topic of Achim, brothers, the proper relationship that we should have with our siblings. And when we say Achim, it also applies to sisters as well, brothers to sisters, sisters to sisters. It's a general reference to our siblings. Chedei liyoyis b'sholoim bein Achim, in order to have a proper relationship with our siblings, sarich shiu avirim al midoseyim. In order to have a proper relationship with our siblings, we have to make sure that we are mavir al midoysev. What does it mean to be mavir al midoysev? To be mavir al midoysev is that a midah is a measurement. To be mavir al midoysev means that we're letting that midah, whatever that person is doing to me wrong, and they're wrong. Let's say they're wrong. We're mavir. I'm letting it go. I'm letting it go. Mavir al midoysev. Umoichlim zelazeh. And we're moichel. We are forgiving. We forgive them. And now, obviously, we feel they're doing something wrong. That's obviously what we feel. Or else, you don't forgive somebody unless you feel like there's something wrong. And ve'ein makpidim zelazeh. Makpid is a lotion of that you didn't do something right. You're wrong. I'm strict about it. Is a position that I'm taking, and you have to keep to that position. But you're not makpid. He said, a brother or sister said they're going to be somewhere a certain time, and they didn't keep to their word. They forgot whatever it might have been. And what we're saying is, you're not makpid. This is how we have to be with people, with everyone, even more so with our siblings. And sometimes with our siblings, sometimes we hold a higher bar. Because we figure, well, you're my brother. You're my sister. How could you have done that? So we raise the bar when it comes to the relationship that we'd have because we figure they should go the extra mile. And you know what? They should go the extra mile. They definitely should. But we should also go the extra mile to be meichel them, to forgive them, to be mavrel midoysov, and not to be makbid. The Ged the Godel says the Pel Yoyitz, Shia Shalom ben Achim, Shlo Yeshu Achim Mebayis Echad al Shulchan Echad. So, he tells us something which is not so applicable in this generation, but he says they shouldn't be living in the same house together, sitting and eating from the same table together on a regular basis. Doesn't mean obviously you can't visit each other, of course, that's the greatest thing. But to living in the same quarters, it's not a good suggestion. Why? And he says sometimes the sister-in-laws might not get along. They might not get along. Unfortunately, I know stories like this. They don't get along. And when you're living together and there's tight quarters, it doesn't make for a good shalom bayis situation. Bimheim shutfin bechonus. What happens if you have siblings that are partners? You have siblings that are partners.
In business.
Bimeim shutvin b'chanus. You have brothers who are business partners. V'royim divrei rivois shemesimim boim b'nehim. And they see that this one thinks he's doing it right, and the other brother feels he's doing it right. Take if you have frido hachavilo. You know what you should do? Separate. Go different ways. Stop the partnership. V'chein kol siba shegorei machleikas, and any possible siba, any possible reason that can cause a machleikas. Take if yasiru siba kidei lahosir achet. Remove that siba, that reason that's bringing this machleikas. Alzeh nemar bakei sholom yivradfeyu. The Pel Yoyitz brings a pasuk in Tehillim, on which it says, bakei sholom. Bakei sholom means to search out, to request. Peace. How timely this is, as we're learning this during the 3 weeks. Not just to like, okay, you know what? If he's going to be nice to me, I'll be nice to him. If he realizes what he did wrong to me, if he apologizes to me. That's not what it says. David Melch doesn't say that. David Melch says the opposite. He says, Bakei Shalom v'radfeyu, chase after it. Chase after it. The same way people that hear a good business deal, oh, they're running. They're getting the lawyers to make draft up the contract. They're getting ready. They want a piece of this $1 million that they're dreaming about now. Bakei shalom radfeyu v'zek klal godol inen darchi shalom lidoyif achar machulah. He says, "Be a chacham rois a noilad. If you see something's brewing, you see a machlekes, a dispute, a fight, something, put out the fire before it gets bigger. Put it out. Lo'okra b'tchilosoi, uproot it, so it doesn't get any bigger. The high tigre dami, the bitka demayu, because this tigre, this machlekes, is similar. It can be understood like a crack of a dam." You have a crack in the foundation. Kaven de ravach ravach. As the Gemara says, if you have a crack in the foundation, a small little crack, just think of the windshield. Sometimes you get a little pebble on the highway, hits your windshield, and you notice in the corner over there, a little dot. You don't take care of it. A few months later, it starts spreading. A few months after that, before you know it, you have a whole zigzag on your windshield. And it's very dangerous. You can't drive like that. You have to get it replaced. Says the Pelioites, take care of it right away. Put out the fire. Void. Shavka shiyasu shalom beinehim. Lo yibotzer mehishor atina nitiro bilibam. L'chein toiv l'geva shiyistakel v'yovi v'yovin acharis dover meirshisoi v'yochish miflat loy b'chein v'secho toiv. And he says, sometimes after you extinguish the fire and you avoided the machlokes, but you know what? Sometimes there's still a little pain inside, and the person still, the one sibling still upset about the other, on from the other brother or the sister. And they want to show that they're right, and I don't want to say the word take revenge, but he says take revenge. So therefore, he says, be a chacham rois anoilad. Try to avoid it and make sure you have the best relationships with your siblings. And all of this, this conversation, this topic over here, enables us to have a proper relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it's difficult to have a proper relationship with Hashem if at the same time we have a hatred to, Chas V'Shalom, to even say, to our siblings, to another Jew, to another Yid, even more so, to our own flesh and blood.